There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Thursday. And we'll get right to my buddy Dale Leach from Landnap in 1 second. I do a lot of texts coming in here. We'll get to most of these in a little bit. But I saw this old dad on the text line says, any update on the Dolly Parton Bridge? Driving south from Montgomery, we made it to Atmore with zero issues, wondering what's ahead of us southbound. So, old dad, I know earlier today... Now, see, all this stuff is like kind of minute by minute. Earlier today, I think they had a that was shut down, 65 over the WKP, the Dolly Parton, and the extended road. I think they had closed it there from like the Bay Minette exit down to, I guess, around Criolla. If we can get updates there back at the studio, I haven't seen anything saying that it has opened back up. So, old dad, that's the latest I got. If we get more information, we'll pass it along to you. And if you get there beforehand and they have it shut down, please, at a safe time, text us and let us know what's going on. All right. Has that, speaking of which, hey, Dale Leach from Landnap, landnapmobile.com joining us. Thanks, Dale, for hopping on.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Sean. I apologize. I'm getting over an illness. So if I sound weird, that's why.
Now, you always sound weird. It's just a different kind of weird, which I like. speaking of the Dolly Parton Bridge, did you see the video? Yep. Did you see the video where the people were driving up the Dolly Parton? Like, I think it was on Tuesday or Wednesday. It must have been on Tuesday because snow was still pouring down. They were going up, and some of our texters had texted me and said, hey, Sean, it's down to, like, one lane's complete ice, and then the other lane is, like, ice, but it's a little bit slushy because the car's going. And then I saw, and they described it, and then I saw the video. Holy crap. I mean, I already get a little bit in my brain there coming over the Dolly Parton wondering, you know, what if somebody hits you and you went over the side and then it's iced over? Yikes.
Yeah, no, that's not a good idea. I mean, they were warning people to stay off the roads. I did not see that video, but that is remarkable.
Send it to you. It'll make you sweat just looking at it.
I don't like driving on that bridge under normal conditions. I can't imagine doing it when it's iced over. And, you know, if we ever get this new I-10 bridge, you know, that's going to be real tall, too. I'm not going to take that for a number of reasons, that may be too tall. It's making my palms sweaty just thinking about driving over it, you know, so.
By the way, to just interject for a second, because that's what we do on the show, I just got a note here from my buddy Larry Skoda said northbound on the bridge, the Dolly Parton Bridge is still closed. I don't know yet about the southbound, but and then Terry had suggested that if you are coming southbound, if you took 59 to 31 and then hop on the causeway, although I think the causeway was closed for a while, it may be reopened. I'm just trying to, as we talk, we're going to be, getting traffic information. Well, speaking of, go ahead.
It's slowly warming up into the 40s today. So although I learned for the first time last night, listening to Thomas Giboy talk on NBC 15, I learned for the first time last night that snow on the ground actually affects the high temperature. I did not know that. He kept saying,
because
snow might prevent us from. I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, because you're not getting the reflection like Peyton, you know, like a white car doesn't get as hot as a brown car, you know, in the sun or something like that.
Yeah,
and it was cold again last night. Speaking of things that are different, at least it looks like you had written over at landnapmobile.com and I said that the airports are reopening for service. Is that happened yet, or they're gonna?
At noon. They opened at noon.
Okay.
So So now they did tell people to check with your, you know, provider, your airline, to see what the scheduling looked like. But as far as the airports are concerned, they're open. Things everywhere are slowly starting to open up. I saw that a lot of restaurants have begun opening again after a 2-day hiatus, and people are people started going back to work, albeit slowly. I know Brady had a time getting to the Lanyap office from Airport Boulevard, but he made it. So
yeah, I couldn't today, by the way. I couldn't, that's why I'm not in studio today. I made an attempt to get there, and I'm coming in my normal route, so I'm coming in on Airport Boulevard. They had airport when I was going in closed eastbound from University of Yellen. Yeah. Then I went over to wound my way around to the foot of Dolphin, right, the western terminus of Dolphin. They had it shut down east and westbound. Went to Old Shell where it was a parking lot, then went to Spring Hill where they had it closed as well. And I turned around and came back west. That was my day.
Yeah, you could just at some point just give up, right?
That's what
It is a wild, wild thing we're witnessing here. I've left the house once or twice, and one of those times was to get pictures of the Civic Center. My wife made me ride with her to drive down there to get pictures of the Civic Center because she didn't trust that I could make it on the snow and ice by myself.
Speaking of the roof collapse. Okay, so a couple of things. Number one, that had to be because they had already removed enough of the structure to let it. It wouldn't have happened if it wouldn't have already been being demolished. But I'm not sure.
I don't think so. It was already so structurally, it'd been messed with so much structurally already that I think it was just sort of the tip of the ice, the tipping point was the 7-8 inches of snow on top of the roof. I don't think it would have collapsed on its own without the demolition having been started.
Okay. But, a bunch of people jumped on this yesterday. I was saying something about it. Then I heard it on, TV news last night when they're doing Man on the Street about it. And it was that collapse, that's going to save the city money. They don't have to, they don't have to pay for that portion of demolition. And I'm sitting here. My friend, she says, where are you going to get that money back? I mean, are they going to give us a refund from the demolition? Or are we going to be, all of us have went, well, that's good. The city doesn't have to pay to do that demolition. It saved them some money. Do we get a refund check because of that? How's that work?
We're currently Brady Petrie's working on a story about that that you'll see on Lanyap Mobile. Hopefully, Lanyap Mobile will come soon. He just got in, so I'm going to give him a few minutes to get settled and start doing that. But that is one of the things he's going to work on is that whether it actually saved any money, what it's done as far as demolition is concerned. But I spoke to some people who were on the scene of. I lived the closest to the Civic Center, so it just made sense that I would drive down there and check it out when we heard it collapsed. Some people have talked about it. It sounded like thunder. It sounded like dominoes that never stopped. It was some pretty interesting. And I know not a lot of us have seen a building like collapse or implode before. So it was, it was funny. We talked about that when they first talked about the demolition of the Civic Center about having it implode, and everybody saw the memes from the the Superdome in Atlanta when they imploded it, and the bus, mm-hmm. the MARTA bus got in the way of the camera angle, and it was real funny. Yes. There were jokes to be made about that here, but we never really got to experience that because of the historical nature of the area there by the Civic Center. They weren't going to make it implode, so I think it's kind of fitting that we got a little bit of an old fashioned demolition because of Mother Nature,
Which is, once again, goes back to our discussion so many times that the torn up Civic Center would have been a great picture for the front of an album, for a metal band. And if they're going to do a video, if they had some song about cold or snow, they could have had it, collapsing behind them with the snow.
The same metal band that comes out with a Christmas album could just use one with the snow on the roof of the Civic Center, yeah.
When Dokken put out their, when it's a very Dokken Christmas or something like that.
Yeah.
What about the city of Mobile? I know that, you know, they put out the travel advisories and all that, but there, I guess there was no city council meeting. Where are we with the county and the city? What's open? When are they going to open back up?
I think it seems like the plan is now for all of the offices to open on Fridays, the latest that we've heard. So tomorrow is going to be opening, like everything opening up. The city council meeting will have, they just canceled the meeting this week. They'll have it again on Tuesday.
Is there not a makeup? They're just going to put it all on next week's.
Yeah. That's my understanding. And so all that really means is that they won't be able to. I think they have to have 48 meetings a year by law. So they can cancel up to, if I'm doing my math right, 4 meetings, I believe. So they've got some wiggle room. They don't normally cancel as many as 4. They'll usually move them to another day. So it's not the end of the world that they had to cancel this one. It's kind of worked into the law that they have some wiggle room. I think everything will be back to normal as far as business on tomorrow, and then I think by Monday it's going to be back in the 70s. So people who aren't sick like me already, get ready to get sick when we turn the heat up on this snow globe. It should be a lot of fun.
You'll be fine. By then, you'll be better and everybody else will be sick. Hey, before we wrap up, too, I saw this announcement. I thought it was cool. I know the family, and I remember talking to this guy when he has run for office before. But Wells Griffith is one of those names that came out of Washington for an appointment in the Trump administration. You right here for Undersecretary of the Department of Energy.
Correct. And he's he's well-liked in the community. His family, like you said, is well-liked. I've spoken to him a couple times. Did not get a chance to speak to him for this story. I tried. But it's a good story for a local dude who's worked really hard.
Yeah, that's a pretty good appointment there. So hopefully we'll get some more interviews with him going forward. All right, remind folks here, it is a new year, and if they have not gotten subscribed over at LanyetMobile.com, walk them through the process. Just hold their hand. How do they do this?
Yeah, LanyetMobile.com is the website. Just go through the prompts to subscribe. If you want to see all of the snow content that we have up right now, I think we were among the first to break the Civic Center collapse story. I know I was the first reporter on the scene to take pictures. You should definitely subscribe because that's the way you can get all of that information the fastest. LanyetMobile.com, subscribe, help us out. We're a local business, locally owned, and every bit of the money you spend goes back to help us. We really appreciate it.
And that's a quick question too. Just got about 20 seconds left. Did y'all deliver in the ice and snow? Did the papers get delivered to the purple boxes? What happened?
I am not the person you need to ask about that, but I assume that we're all good. I do not know. I've been away. Sorry.
Excellent. 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 All right. Well, get on the mend. Thank you, Dale. And we'll talk soon.
Thanks.
All right. Coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Thursday. Check in with my man, Blaine Price at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale, where he's got all kind of things that have cabs. So people just stay out of the cold out there. Usually we're talking about the hot weather, but you've got to, whether it be a tractor or a RTV or anything in between.
Correct. We do have plenty of cab tractors, the RTVs, in the open cab and enclosed cabs in stock right now, as well as the mini excavators and the skid steers, open cabs and enclosed cabs right now, Sean. And they're all still at that zero interest financing through Kubota right now.
So, and tell folks, I mean, that's been going on. Gosh, I think that started in the summertime. And that is people come in there, whether it is like – you know, I'm not saying they're small purchase, but like they could do this on a lawnmower, on a, you know, on a zero turn lawnmower. They could also do it on a 80 horsepower tractor.
Correct. We can do it on all Kubota and Land Pride. So if you're looking for a tractor with a bunch of implements to go with it, a package deal, that whole package deal will qualify for that zero interest financing right now through Kubota.
How's it looking in rental? If people got projects they want to do after the thaw here, what's the stock in the rental department?
We've got a good stock right now on all of our equipment in rental. Constantly add new pieces. Plenty of tractors, skid steers, excavators, trailers, dump trailers, man lifts, forklifts, a little bit of everything. I tell everybody we have a wide variety in our rental department, anywhere from all the way down from small handheld tools all the way up to, you know, big excavators.
Okay. So people are interested in those deals. They got to get them and see you. Are y'all open today or will you be open tomorrow? What's the plan?
We are open today. We'll be open tomorrow. We're right here in the middle of Robertsdale on Highway 59. Come by, see us 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or give us a call at 251-947-4171.
Hey, thank you, Blaine.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, there goes Blaine at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. Looking through some of these texts here. Yeah, Bob, I appreciate that. You know, sometimes I just say things, and they're in my conversation, and sometimes I do, always I do enjoy when it hits with somebody. Bob said, Sean, only us kids from the 80s would have gotten the Dawkins reference you made so subtly in your last segment. Yeah, it was Dawkins Christmas. Remember Dawkins? So I had cousins who were... My cousins were the biggest Dawkins and Trickster fans ever. I'm like, I was like, they're okay. You know, I like hair bands a lot, but they were, Lord knows if Dawkins did it. I got one cousin that it was like, they're the best band ever. I'm like, they're not the best band ever. They're okay. But she's getting arguments as it's like a 13-year-old kid sitting there on our bicycles arguing about Dawkins. Ah, the memories. Let's see. All right, now we're getting more info here on 65 crossing the Delta. All right, it's 65. They're diverting traffic now. So 65 southbound diverting traffic onto 287 towards Bay Minette, saying 65 southbound is now closed. Okay. I know I had gotten a text earlier that said, this is the tough thing trying to collate all this stuff here, that northbound is closed. So now northbound is closed. So I guess southbound is closed as well. So still, it's the same situation it was earlier. The Dolly Parton and the bra strap that continues the rest of the way over into Baldwin County, that is all still stopped there. So you're going around that way. I think Terry had said earlier, you take 59 to 31 and then get on the causeway. Although I think the causeway, maybe they've changed it. The causeway was closed at some point. Like I said, this stuff all changes. You get a news update here because the whether it's the county level or state level, and they'll put something out that these roads are closed. And then at some point they open back up and they don't put something out, you know, to say whether they're, so we're just kind of working together on this. This is, a group effort to find out what was open and what's closed. But looks like what I get right now, 65, you're crossing the Delta, that is closed down. You're going to have to go another way. All right. Terry says, as a former Alaskan who has driven just about every type of winter driving conditions, let me say, stay home. We are past driving in snow. It is now wet, polished ice that has become the coefficient of friction of 0.001. That means no stoppy. Yeah, the things I saw this morning with the not stopping or the old, listen, I'm no pro. I mean, I've spent some time driving on ice and snow, but listen, I'm a South Alabama guy, so I'm not exactly any pro at it. But watching people play, I was watching somebody at Dawson Airport. They started to go and the truck wasn't going. So you could see them increase the acceleration. The tires kept spinning and spinning. I'm like, that's not how it works. It's not going to be good for you or any of the rest of us out there. All right. My buddy said, yeah, he just had a meeting at the airport. And the airport is open. There's an inbound flight that has landed, and several outbound flights are processing passengers. I'm sure the inbound people are a good time. Like, hey, I'm finally here to get you. Man, it's been a long trip. Well, guess what? To get you home is going to be a real long trip. All right, come back. More text next at 343-0106. It's Midday Mobile.
is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile, Thursday style. Glad to have you here. Wherever you're listening right now, if you're trying to navigate the streets of Mobile, Baldwin County, or you're trying to figure out a way when you're going to leave the house or try to head home from work, I get it. Still more traffic info coming in here. We will we'll pop it up here on the text line. Plus, a robust discussion of docking going on here. So Fire Dog says he saw Dokken three times in the mid 80s. Good shows. Listen, Fire Dog, I'm going to put you through to my cousin Troy. He's a super, y'all can sit and talk. I mean, it's not like I didn't like Dokken, but it was like every time I didn't see them, but like we'd all be together when it came to, we'd all work for my grandfather working hay harvest and all that. And so I'd show back up there in South Central Pennsylvania. And then it was just nothing but Dokken talk for most of the day. And I was like, I'm about it, but they're just not the best band ever. I mean, they're good, Fire Dog, but if you saw them live three times, I mean, I didn't even see AC/DC live three times. Wow. Pat says Cottage Hill, east of Knollwood, the city has lanes closed and the Bobcat is out. And he's talking about that skid steer there, which they've been using to clear ice off. Like I think Tim earlier had talked about, they're using that with the bucket down on that. Irish Indian said, Sean, does LDOT have any responsibility when it comes to communication as far as road closures? Yeah, they do. They do. And they, I mean, I have responsibility, but they do it. There's absolutely, that's where you'll get updates from the roads that they keep up. So they do. It's what I guess what I'm getting at, Irish Indian, is it keeps changing. You know, you can go, so I will get those updates also if you have mapping software. Like I've been looking at, Google Maps, and if you go on there, you know, they'll show you like the road. They'll do this like for traffic, right? If you go to look, okay, I'm going over the hill and through the woods to grandma's house, and you look at the, mapping, and you zoom in. Let's say you're going on whatever, you know, going on Main Street, whatever. And it'll show you green for traffic moving, you know, fine. It starts yellow where it gets a little bit slow, and then red, where you have real slow going. And what you're seeing now is I'm looking at, Airport Boulevard here. Still a few sections out by me where they're yellow and red. Then there's big sections of green, and then there's some sections like that one at I saw these trying to get to work today. A little bit by Baker High School, Dawes and Airport has a slowdown there, and then it's so there. Yeah, you can, if you look at those maps, you'll see where they show the red, yellow, and green. But right now, what we did find out is the 65 across the Delta still shut down, and I know that earlier today, although I think it might have changed earlier today, they had me shut down at Airport eastbound at University. Same thing for Dolphin Street. The foot of the western terminus of Dolphin Street was shut down east and westbound. So was Spring Hill. Those things may have changed. We'll watch the city. And I know Leanna keeps her eyes on those cameras. And if you see any updates from the city, we'll try to get that info out. Joshua said, did Dokken have a Christmas album? Glad I missed this. They did not, Joshua. We're just talking about, you know, with, I was talking about this to Dale Leash, because remember back when they first started the demolition of the Civic Center, those of us that are, you know, hairband fans from back in the day said, you know, that would be like an album cover. Like any metal band has to have like some kind of destruction going on in their album cover. And then he suggested with the snow collapsing the roof, they could come back to take the same picture, and that could be for their Christmas album. Let's see. Yeah, still saying they're diverting 65 north and southbound at the Delta, Dolly Parton. All right. So that's so there you go. So yeah, if you've got updates there, you've seen something, you could always just send us a text at 343-0106. Let's see. Yeah, Sonny is talking about exactly what I talked about at the beginning of the show. And it's just a little bit of understanding of how the sun works and the orientation of the sun, the orientation of roads. Sonny, you're my kind of people, said Sean. From everything I've seen, pretty much most north-south roads are thawed. East-west have frozen spots from where the shade is still on them. And, of course, that's going to affect the eastbound more because of the orientation of the sun in the wintertime, right? And so if you got trees alongside the road, it's going to be that sun, even though you might say, well, it's, you know, going to be straight overhead. It's not exactly straight overhead. And so the eastbound lanes, the same way that the causeway floods at the foot of Chocolata. Not for the same reasons, but it floods eastbound lanes before it does the westbound lanes. So thank you for that update here. Hopefully with the temperatures, we're up in the 40s now. So we've got, the temperature road crews working right now. But as Dr. Bill, yeah, it's 45 now, 45 at the airport. So you got melting going on. But the problem is, again, tonight, so don't just say, hey, I ran that road today, everything's going to be fine. Because Dr. Bill says tonight, another cold one. I think we're getting to 25 or so. So it'll all refreeze tonight. So be aware of that. Also got a heads up here tomorrow, I think at the noon hour. Looks like I'll get this finalized, but my buddy Rob Holbert from Lanyap, don't tell him I said that. My buddy Rob Holbert from Lanyap, his Damn the Torpedoes this week is like something that I've talked about in the past. And it's been 7 or 8 years ago that I talked about it. But maybe this comes up because he's a small business, you know, with Lanyap, just like I am. And we both have to do this. And he's talking about the business property tax. Okay. And business owners, you know what I'm talking about, that you have to have an itemized list, right, of the stuff. And I remember when this started, when we first got FM Talk 106.5. It was another station back then. But when we took it over, and then here I was, you know, I'm a foreman. I'm a guy that makes things. I've been for, you know, a couple decades. I work for other people making radio before I got FM Talk 106.5 or 106.5. And I had to learn so many things. And one of them was, and I remember being kind of slack-jawed and incredulous on it, when I was tasked with documenting everything that the station had in the studio, in storage, at the transmitter, everything that we had down to, you know, there's big things, right? I mean, a transmitter, an FM transmitter of merit and size like we have, is not a cheap piece of equipment. It's very expensive. Those things, okay, stood out to me. Antennas or the antenna that broadcasts the station, very expensive. Automation systems, those kind of things are expensive. Okay, so I remember saying, well, we have to get this information together for the for taxes. And then they said, down to desks, chairs, filing cabinets. I mean, I think coffee maker was on. I mean, the list I had to do the first time was, it took me forever. You had to go into each room and sit down and write everything that's in there. And then over the years, if we add something new or get rid of something, you have to edit the list year to year. Well, Rob's writing about this in this week's Damn the Torpedoes. So he's going to join me tomorrow to talk about this. And it's not, you know, I've said so many times, until you get out of state, you don't know that we're different than any other place. You kind of get used to how things are. There are plenty of other states that do this as well. But this is the thing in our state and others where Rob says here in the story, the Mobile County Revenue Commission spells it out this way. If you own a business in Mobile County, you're required by law to claim equipment and or machinery used in your business. The requirement applies to all businesses owned by individuals as well as partnerships and all types of corporations. The report is for the purpose of taxation, and the assets on the report are, quote, business personal property, end quote. He writes on here, he says, according to the almighty internet, 37 states still collect this kind of tax. So this is one of these. So we're going to talk about this. Is this an efficient thing? Because there's part of this you could say, okay, well, they're taxing the means of production. You can get me on a rant about the taxation structure out there. But if you have a widget, you have a thing for your company that makes you the piece of equipment that actually does the job that is your company's job. That's one thing. I still would question it, but let's say you got whatever it is. It's a bulldozer, it's a centrifuge, it's whatever that makes it. You could talk about that thing. Once again, I still don't agree with it, but you know, at least there's some more logic in saying, okay, that's a means of creating revenue, therefore they want their taste. They want to dip their beak. What a little taste of the action. But the supporting equipment, like I think Rob points out, a clock that he has in the office or a desk like I have, these, like, to have to list the number of office chairs and all that, does the office chair actually make a big difference in the net earnings, you know, for taxation? For the, so he's going to get on. This is an interesting subject. I have not talked about in 8 years. It was great to see Rob write about it. And he'll join me tomorrow to talk about that on the show. All right, a couple more texts here, and we get some other stories in the mix. you know, don't say, Jerry in Fort Morgan said, how much does it cost you for the buckets? You know, Jerry, shouldn't cost me anything. I think we have three left, although I got to order some new ones. What he's talking about is the, and we'll have some more for the boat show coming up, which is not that far off. The FM Talk 106.5 logoed buckets, you know, with the rope handle and the throw handle on the bottom. They're really nice buckets. They're like the best. But those have been given away, so I guess I don't know, we have to claim them because they didn't stay in stock long. But we do have to, like, write down the Dan and Dalton's desks and the chairs in there. Like, the chairs they sit in, and then there's another chair in their office for me to go sit in the morning and talk to them. I guess, you know, that's on our list, too. Let's see. Somebody sent me a picture here. Looks like, and I got to try to zoom in on that. Yeah, sure it is. It's a pickup with the snowplow on the front of it. Where is that? Oh, it says all you need. Where is that? Yeah, I put a picture on my personal Instagram page back when I dropped my daughter off at college back in August. She goes to school up in New York, and I said, you know, I said, my daughter's going this far north, and I took a picture because I had to go around the back of one of their maintenance and utility buildings up there in New York, and they had those things stacked like cordwood. It was plow after plow after plow sitting there in a row. We just don't think about having those here. All right, another traffic update here. Thank you. It's an hour-long backup right now, I-10 eastbound before the Malbus exit. Is eastbound I-10 closed? Did I miss the update? Yeah, so here's the one that, and once again, like I said, I don't know. This stuff is changing minute by minute. But the update we had earlier, this came out about 9 this morning from WKRG. My man, Chad Petrie. What's up, Chad Petrie, if you're listening? Good people. He's a good dude. Said Locksley police have been working for the past several hours to get vehicles over the interstate and shepherd them, great term, through the I-10 off-ramp. They're also directing traffic. So that area of I-10, you know, I-10 in Florida, I think it's all shut down, but it says all eastbound traffic being diverted off I-10 into Locksley. And then at that point, you could still travel west, but I don't know if that's been shut down or not. I'm sure Leanna will give me an update during the break, and we'll come back with more info right here on Midday Mobile.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 150 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. And yeah, still trying to get traffic questions answered here as they're changing and changing and changing. Let's see here. This update. Let's see. So Leanna back at the studio said, looks like they've, so the question about I-10, looks like they stopped diverting eastbound at Highway 181 on I-10. I can't tell at I-10 and 59, see trucks moving, but can't see the exit. So let's see. So the question earlier, how the long backup, I know they've had that closed a good bit, but it looks like, once again, they stopped. Looks like, and this is going from the LDOT cams that Leanna's monitoring, looks like they stopped diverting eastbound at Highway 181 on I-10. So maybe they're letting them through, but you can't tell at I-10 and 59. So if somebody's in that area, send us a text, let us know. I appreciate that. Oh, cool. So that picture of the truck with the snowplow on it from the Fort Morgan Walmart. So there you go. Let's see. Stuff coming in here. Okay, those are roadways. Yeah, so 65, it looks like 65 still shut down north and southbound. And you would... You go. I would just follow what we put on social media or on, although I look for there, maybe if you're on X, you can follow LDOT, or is LDOT on X? I think I looked for them the other day, and they're, let me see. I don't think they were on there, which was weird. And there was a, let's see. See if that changed. No, there they are. Yeah, they're there. But the, okay, that's it. The main LDOT the main Aldott account, if you're on X or Twitter, is really just kind of a, it seems like a placeholder that's on there. But there's an Aldott for the Southwest region. If y'all don't know geography, that's us down here. And it says, and updates here. Yeah, it's just generalized. It's just generalized. Stay off the weather, the roads. Ice on the roads. Ice on the roads. Winter weather advisory. Nothing specific to the roads. Now, you know, Aldott's going to be responsible for some. County's going to be responsible. Counties are going to be responsible for others. And then municipalities will be responsible for others as well. Yeah, I haven't seen any update here from, like, anything new from, let's see. See, Algo Traffic, maybe it has the latest here. Let's try to help y'all out with this. Yeah, this, okay, we are getting some updates here. Here we go. All right. Overturned vehicle cleared on 59 at mile marker 48.48 at Alabama 287 in Bay Minette. Then a little bit earlier, ice on the road, 65 northbound. Okay, here we go. 65 northbound, milepost 2.44. Exit 2, Bay Bridge Road in Mobile. Road is closed. Seek alternate route. And these are a couple crashes in here. So that's what's come in. Not a whole bunch of, like, I think it keeps changing. I would say this, if you're going to travel, you know, here the heat of the day is going to be the best time, because we're going to go back down into the 20s tonight and deal with this all again. Let's see. Joel in Somerdale said, I'm heading up Highway 59 towards the interstate. You said something about the interstate is still shut down. I-10 between Loxley and Malbus. That's what it. So Leanna is telling us here, she's monitoring the cameras, the Aldott cameras out there. And she said, let's see. Yeah, it looks like they stopped diverting eastbound. So that's if, so you're not, but you're trying to go where? Because that's eastbound at 181 and I-10. Still can't tell I-10 and 59. So it's unsure. It's unsure at this point on that, if they've opened it. Let's see. Calvin said, if you see an old lady getting out of her car at the Dollar General and it's icy, please help her and watch the people. I watched three people walk by as I was pulling in before I put her arm around my neck. Well, good. You do the right thing. That's a good thing. It's a good thing to help folks out there. Believe me, it's, you know, it hurts to fall whatever age you are. But you get older here, it can be big, big, big problems. Do we have time? I just want to get to this quickly here, and we'll probably talk about this more tomorrow. But Alabama Daily News, so Todd Stacey's website, reporting this, Alabama lawmakers confirmed now to Alabama Daily News, the state has more than half the money, I wish I had my applause there, needed for the proposed 4,000-bed prison in Escambia County. Now, remember, the funding before was going to build the two, right? And then they went, oh, well, we ran out of money. So now they have half the money they need to build the prison there, the Atmore prison, near Holman. They said they are on target now to be able to secure the remaining funds. Alabama House Speaker Nathaniel Ledbetter recently said that Representative Rex Reynolds, the chair of the House Budget Committee, had identified 60% of the prison project's funding. Now, remember, they had this all put to bed before, but not now. State officials have not said publicly how much the prison in Escambia County is expected to cost. A design contract was approved in November. Now, here we go. In 2021, the legislature passed a plan to dedicate $1.2 billion in funding for the two 4,000-bed prisons, the first already under construction, now Moore County, initially projected to cost around $623 million. Y'all remember that number, but then remember the inflation? Remember they said, oh, well, the inflation is what made it. And we even back then factored in inflation. And it didn't make sense. But they said the Elmore County prison's cost skyrocketed to more than $1 billion. So, I mean, that's considerable. Left the legislative leadership concerned on how to fund the second prison. As of this week, however, some lawmakers now see a path forward to fully funding the Escambia County prison without having to shift tax dollars from other areas. Senator Greg Allbritton, chair of the Senate Budget Committee, and also, I mean, man who's right there in Atmore, considered himself among them. He told Alabama Daily News recently how the state had managed to secure more than half of the project's funding. He said, we've been able to, in our fat years, capture monies in accounts, mostly conditionals and such. For example, we've been trying to hire people for the Alabama Department of Corrections and haven't been able to do so. But every year we're setting up money, $40 to $50 million every year, to fund the hiring of new people. Okay, and you got two things there. You've got staffing, but you also have brick and mortar, right? So we'll look into this more tomorrow on the show as well, as we come back for another Midday Mobile on what hopefully will be a less icy road Friday edition. Hopefully. We look good getting things cleared off today. Refreeze tonight, but by the weekend, Dr. Bill has temperatures up. You know, doors not going to be a problem. All right, Paul Feinbaum show on the way next. We'll do it again noon tomorrow.